Welcome to the Next Trillion, where we dissect the ventures building tomorrow's financial infrastructure. I'm Alex.
And I'm Ben. Alex, today we're looking at an investment that targets one of the biggest frictions in a booming new economy. Imagine this. You're a digital artist in Argentina. A brand in New York buys your work.
Okay.
But you have to wait, 5 days for the wire transfer, and by the time it arrives, 8% has just vanished into fees.
Yeah, it's a story we hear constantly from the creator economy.
All the time.
The money flows are just, they're stuck in the 20th century. So this is the exact problem iShook is aiming to solve with its new stablecoin, right?
Precisely.
So iShook, a platform that's been, connecting creators and audiences for over a decade.
Right.
They're introducing a USD-pegged stablecoin. But this isn't just another token. Think of it as a high-performance payment engine designed specifically for the creator economy.
An engine needs a solid chassis and a trusted manufacturer. So what's under the hood?
Oh, I love that analogy. Okay, so the chassis is the Solana blockchain, which of course provides incredible speed. And the manufacturer is BitGo.
Wow.
Which is arguably the gold standard for institutional digital asset infrastructure. For our listeners, when you hear BitGo, just think bank-grade security.
Okay.
They provide the regulated custody for the reserves, the $250 million insurance policy, and the entire compliance framework.
So, wow, iShook is making a very strategic move then.
Right.
Instead of trying to build that whole fortress of trust from scratch, they're just building on top of the fortress. It gives them that institutional credibility right out of the gate.
Exactly. And that allows them to focus on what they do best, which is the creator ecosystem. Yeah, let's talk about that speed, the engine. I mean, we need to really grasp the numbers here. A traditional international payment takes days. An Ethereum transaction, it takes over 12 seconds to be truly final.
12 seconds?
The iShook token, running on Solana, settles in 400 milliseconds.
Okay, let's put that in perspective. By the time I finish this sentence, a payment could have been sent from a fan in Japan to a creator in Brazil.
Yep.
And it would be settled, final and available. That's not just an improvement, it's a paradigm shift. It changes everything.
It means 24/7, instant global value transfer for less than a cent. But here's the most critical piece, and it's what separates iShook from competitors like, say, a generic USDC or USDT. The token has a native home.
So you mean it's not just a currency that's out there looking for a place to be used?
Correct. It's deeply integrated into the iShook platform from day one.
Okay.
It will be the lifeblood for instant royalty payouts, fan tipping, paid content access, subscriptions. I mean, this built-in utility is its core competitive advantage. It solves the last mile problem for payments right inside its own ecosystem.
So you have a massive, underserved market, a solution built with best-in-class partners, and a pre-existing platform to drive adoption. Okay, let's get to the business case. How does this scale into a venture-level return?
It scales beautifully. The business model, it has four key pillars. First, earning yield from the professionally managed conservative investments on the fiat reserves.
Right.
Second, small transaction fees for minting, burning, and on and off ramps. Third, some in-app payment fees. And fourth, and this is huge, a powerful B2B opportunity. They're licensing this entire stablecoin as a service stack to other creator platforms who need a compliant payment solution, but, they don't want to build it themselves.
Wow, that B2B angle is powerful. It really turns a product into a platform. So who is the team steering this ship?
It's a great blend of experience. You have iShook's founders, CEO Benny Rachmaninoff and co-founder Michael Yusupov.
Okay.
They're paired with the institutional powerhouse of BitGo, their strategic partner. It's the perfect marriage of market knowledge and technical regulated execution.
And they're actively raising right now.
They are, yep. The ask is a $5 million seed round, and that capital is earmarked for the core functions.
The usual suspects.
Exactly. Product and engineering, compliance and legal, go-to-market, security audits. It's a classic seed investment to launch an institutional-grade financial product.
Yeah.
And they have key milestones, like a limited mainnet launch planned for Q3 2026.
This feels less like a bet on a single token and more like an investment in the fundamental rails of a new economy. It's the picks and shovels play for the digital gold rush.
That is the thesis exactly. It's an opportunity to own a piece of the infrastructure that will power instant, global, and compliant commerce for millions of creators. A very compelling opportunity. It addresses a clear pain point with a technologically superior and institutionally sound solution. So, here's a question we'd like you to think about. As regulated, industry-specific stablecoins like this one become embedded in these vertical markets, how does that change the role of traditional banks and payment processors in the decade to come?